the Little Theater on the Square was started back in the 1950s by a gentleman by the name of Guy Little, Jr. And Guy had this idea to bring professional theater to his hometown in Sullivan, Illinois. He had had a little experience. He had gone out and, you know, done some professional work and then wanted to bring that back with the contacts he'd made. And the first show they did there at what used to be an old movie theater called The Grand, they put on an operetta. I believe it was either The Student Prince or The Merry Widow, one of those two. And Anna Marie Dickey came in as their star, and she had been a professional opera singer. And that was the start of what became the Little Theater on the Square. And then Guy, from that point forward, put together seasons each year, bringing in stars from the movies, stars from Broadway, stars from television. His main bread and butter for a number of years was bringing in stars from soap operas. Rosemary Prince, who was a soap opera actress, was a star over there. I mean, she would do a show and it would sell out just to come see Rosemary Prince. But Ann Miller, you know, from MGM musicals, Mickey Rooney from MGM musicals, Harvey Korman from The Carol Burnett Show, Bobby Morse, who just had a wonderful role on Mad Men, was one of the stars who played there. It goes on and on. The list is really fascinating. And all those stars from New York and L.A. coming into Sullivan, Illinois, that in and of itself is a story. And there is actually a book written about the impact of a small theater, professional theater, on a little farming community. That's quite an interesting read about how the farmers and how the people of the town reacted to all these, you know, actors coming into their town. It was quite scandalous there for a while, but it's a fascinating history. And they don't do the Star Theater anymore, partially because the stars who are popular today just don't do summer stock like they used to. It's just a different environment. But they do bring in professional actors from Chicago and New York, occasionally from L.A., a lot of recently graduated college students who studied musical theater come there to perform, and then occasionally they'll have a few locals. But it's a fascinating experience. It's a professional theater, and it all goes together so quickly, and that's one of the main draws for me.
Well, tell us about 42nd Street. I think most people may be familiar with this show, but for those that aren't, give us kind of the plot for it.
Okay. Well, 42nd Street started as a book in the 30s. Then it was turned into a famous movie that made Ruby Keeler a star. And then it was turned into a Broadway musical in 1980. But it's basically about a hard-nosed director, Julian Marsh, and that's the part I play, who is having his last chance to put on a hit show. And he's down on his luck. The Depression has hit them all. It's set in the 30s. And his star, his leading lady, Dorothy Brock, in addition to being a little bit of a has-been, she's a pain in the rear end, and she breaks her ankle on opening night. And the understudy has to go on in her place, and a star is born. And this is really, the movie itself was very iconic. It was really the granddaddy of all the backstage musicals that the studios did in those days. And it really, you know, set a lot of iconic lines into place. And I get to say all of them, which is such a blast. I get to say the immortal line, "Sawyer, you're going out there a youngster, but you've got to come back a star." And, you know, lines that have been parodied for years in other shows. But this one is done in sincerity. And one of the real draws for the audience members, I don't have to do this, so that's a relief, but for the audience members, they're going to get to see some incredible tap dancing. This is the most talented dancing crew I've ever worked with, and they're just spectacular. They're all excellent at what they do, and in the sight of those, you know, 15, 20 young people tap dancing in unison is really going to be going to blow the roof off the building.
And why has this show been so popular through the years? Is it because it's theater about theater?
I think that's a big part of it. It's a love letter to theater. That's another line I get to say. You know, I'm trying to convince the young lady. She's just been fired. She was the reason the star broke her ankle. She bumped into her, knocked her over. And I have to go back. She's at the train station. I have to go back and say, you know, sorry, you've got to do this. You're the only one who can take her place. And I'm giving her all these reasons to come back, and I say, think of musical comedy, the most glorious words in the English language. And that's really the sentiment that runs through the show. It's a love letter. It's a Valentine to musicals. The songs are great. 42nd Street, obviously. Lullaby of Broadway. Dames. Shuffle Off to Buffalo. A lot of classic tunes that are associated with not only Broadway but with the movies as well are featured in this production, and the cast is just out of sight. They're really, really talented, and are doing a fantastic job. Another issue, you know, that's a lot of fun about this theater is it goes together so quickly. We put together this show, choreographed the whole thing, blocked the whole thing, lines memorized in a little over a week. And we still have a few days to get this all polished. We open on Wednesday, June 4th, so we still have a little time to get this all polished. But the parts are all in place, and it moves so quickly. And that's because these are people who do this for a living. That's their job. They're professional actors. They do summer stock. They do, you know, regional theater. Some of them have, you know, national touring credits. So they're just used to working at this pace.
It's amazing to see how many places that really, really great places to see productions in central Illinois. And we're not just talking about Springfield. There are probably people in the Springfield area who, whether they know about the Little Theater there in Sullivan or not,
right,
they may never have been there. But it just shows you the reach and the talent that's out there and the ability to see these performances all over the place.
Well, I have to agree with you. I think we're blessed in central Illinois to have so many talented people. You know, I've primarily worked with community theater performers, and that's what I consider myself. And I know the heart and soul that they put into what they do and the pleasure that the audiences get out of that. And you're right, from Decatur to Champaign to Quincy to Bloomington Normal to Peoria, there are great little theaters all over the area. What makes the Little Theater on the Square unique is they're the only professional theater between Chicago and St. Louis, meaning they have people who do this for a living. One of the joys and one of the most impressive things about community theater is that everyone involved, for the most part, has a day job. You know, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're nurses, they're, you know, business owners, they're secretaries, whatever. They work 9 to 5, and then they go and perform and rehearse at night because it's what they love. And the difference is at the Little Theater, these people have all day to rehearse the show because that's what they're paid to do. And both are fun, both are great, both are terribly rewarding. But this is just kind of a little jewel that we're fortunate to have in the region. It's about an hour's drive from Springfield. It's very easy. They draw from all over central Illinois. And I would encourage folks who have heard about the Little Theater on the Square for years but have never made the little day trip over to Sullivan to check it out, because I think not only will they really enjoy the show because it's just going to be super, but I think they'll enjoy, you know, being around the nice little town and to see this beautiful theater that's in, they like to say it's a theater in the middle of a cornfield, which is not much of a stretch.